defines the narrow way, the path of light where truth must stay. You call our hearts to flee from sin, to walk in purity and glorify your name. In scripture you have drawn the line where sin destroys your grand design. So teach us, Lord, to guard our hearts and live a life you've wisely planned. Adultery breaks the vows we make. Fornication wounds the love you shape. Unnatural acts distort your plan. Your image placed in man and woman, incest defiles the trust you gave. Abuse cries out from hearts you saved. And violence done by lust and might brings darkness where you wanted light. Uncovering nakedness, your word makes plain. It's sexual sin that shames your name. But seeing nakedness is not the same. It speaks of honor, guilt, and shame. When Ham saw his father's nakedness, he mocked Noah and exposed his shame. It wasn't lust or sin of fleshly kind, but dishonor and irreverence that cursed his life. Protect his honor and his name. Before your eyes were naked still. Our shame exposed, our sins laid bare. Yet you remove our guilt and shame and clothe us with your righteousness. Naked we stand, but you forgive. Your grace restores, your mercies live. Clothe in your hope forever clean. A people pure by love redeemed. Teach us, O Lord, to honor you in what we think, in all we do. And may our lives forever be a witness to your purity. In what we think, in all.